Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
And it's a special one because we're broadcasting live from Cape Town, which is where Wendy Nola is. So I can see you eye to eye.
Yay.
Hello. Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
How are you?
Good. Cool glasses.
And you too. Cool glasses. It's good to see you, but let's get into the issue of today. So if you weren't able to make your flight because of restrictions or lockdown or whatever, Kalula gave you credit, but now time for that credit time
is running out.
What's up
okay,
with that?
Okay, so this is why my inbox is filling up with Irate, BA and Kalula tickets, both part of Comair, of course. So they issue these credits, and they've said recently that you have until not just the end of November to book, but you actually you can only use the ticket before the end of this November, and that the business rescue plan, Comair's business rescue plan, says no more after that. Snooze, you lose kind of thing. So you can imagine there's this big rush to now get these credits converted into tickets and then fly. Although most people want to fly in the festive season, right?
But you want to use yours for Christmas or for New Year's or for Easter.
Of course, but there's lots of profit to be made from that peak time. So they want... Okay, so that's a story. Now, people are saying we can't get through to the call center, and in many cases, that's the only way they can buy the tickets. And anyway, in mid-October, I took this up with Kalula's chief commercial officer, Desmond O'Connor, and he said, yes, we understand there's an issue. We are prioritizing people who are traveling within 72 hours, and we're putting more people on our contact center, and it's all going to be fine. But I went back to him this week and said, it's actually not fine. I'm getting a deluge of emails from people who are saying, we just can't even get through to the contact center. It's ridiculous. So the only good news I can have is they've given me a new, and we'll put this on the blog, a new email that you can make contact with them via, which is reservations. It's very easy. reservations@kalula.com. Or you can DM their customer relations team via their Facebook platform. I'd love some feedback from people on how that goes. But essentially, use before the 30th of November or lose. And if you, this is the problem, only customers who would like to book with British Airways need to contact the contact center. But listen to this, says Kalula, we have found that a number of customers seem to have misplaced their usernames and passwords. Well, I mean, not understandably, this goes back to lockdown last year, which is causing a delay, and we need to assist customers to reset their passwords via the contact center. So it's all a bit of a... moment. If you're hearing this for the first time, if you can't fly, apparently they have capacity, but if you can't actually use that ticket on a BA or Comair flight by the end of this month, that's it, you lose your money.
It's gone. All right. And if you need to get a hold of them, there are those two methods, which will be available on the podcast and online, ecr.co.za. I've always wondered about this. Why is it that it's the hardest thing to return?
Okay.
Is your new mattress.
Okay, so... So
what's up with that?
I really have lost count of the number of emails I've had from people who've bought a new bed, right?
And they started in the subject line saying, I promise I haven't used it yet.
No, you're allowed to use it. So the CPA gives you 6 months, as we've been saying, for like 10 years.
Yeah.
In which if something goes wrong, it's not fit for purpose, it collapses, it breaks, it whatever, it refuses to charge, you can take it back for your choice of a replacement or
a refund.
Refund. 10 out of 10, Darren. So, but if you try that with a mattress, now a lot of them, these beds, unfortunately, they seem to, even if you're not 400 kilograms, they sag or dip in one side or collapse or whatever, do things they're not supposed to, basically. And if you take that mattress back, after six months, the manufacturer can make whatever rules they want to. But within 6 months, that belongs to the CPA.
Well, most of these mattresses say they have like a two-year, three-year warranty.
That's another story.
We're talking about
the first 6 months, and beds do often go wrong very quickly if they're not of good quality, right?
Yeah. And just purely from sleeping on it.
Yes, from not abusing them.
Yes.
Let's not go down that road. I can see your face. Anyway, so...
I'm talking about having kids and
often,
you have a... a trampoline.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, that's not...
We're not talking about...
That's abuse, okay?
Yes,
you
that's
not,
abuse.
Can't expect a
so
bed
we're talking
to,
about you buy a mattress, you're sleeping on it, and before the 6 months is up, it collapses.
Yes, or sags, or just doesn't perform as it should.
Yeah.
And you take it back, and they will then look at that mattress very carefully.
Yeah.
If they find a little stain, a little coffee spill, whatever, they'll say, sorry, you don't. There's no warranty. It's voided because there's a stain. And I always say to people, that is to go back to them and say, that's nonsense, whatever. I was very gratified to see in a newsletter, the latest newsletter published by the Ombudsman for Consumer Goods and Services this week, yesterday I think it was in fact, there's a case study in there which covers this exact scenario. A woman bought a bed within 2 months, so well within the CPA warranty period. It was sagging in the middle.
Yeah.
And so turning into a bit of a hammock, which is not what you want in a mattress.
Not what you pay for.
And exactly. And when she reported it, she got the, what I've just said, oh, no, there's a stain, no warranty. The Ombuds office told that retailer, and the retailer must carry the warranty and then duke it out with the manufacturer, right? Behind your back. So the Ombuds office said to the retailer, the stain is not material. The CPA warranty stands. In other words, that stain has got absolutely nothing to do with the fact that there was a manufacturing defect and this bed has now got a hole in the middle of it, a big sag, after just 2 months. And the retailer then replaced the mattress. So, number one, it's nice to know that, you know, that's
so the Ombudsman has basically taken their there's a stain argument away from them.
Exactly.
The Ombudsman is a stain remover.
Exactly. And I have to just say that this is also very common with cell phones. If they break within 6 months, they will look, and if they see a little scratch on the screen, they'll say no warranty. That's also nonsense.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, that scratch is because you actually dropped the phone and, you know, and caused the damage there. But a little cosmetic blemish, in other words, on its own, that's not related to the defect, cannot be a reason for them to invalidate your warranty. So good to know. Well done, Ombudsman. If it happens to you, complain to the CGSO or to myself. Let's sort this nonsense out.
100%. Thank you, Wendy Nola. This has been a very enlightening Consumer Watch live from Cape Town with Wendy Nola. It will be available with all the other Consumer Watchers online, ecr.co.za.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.